Do I take requests? Oh, I do remember your quest. Drek emailed all the poets.
No, request. Request for a specific poem.
No, request. I understand, Drek. Drek actually emailed all the poets and specifically requested. Now, this is. I'm pretty sure this is right. Right, guys? He specifically requested to only do new and experimental work. So, on that note, I'm only performing you this piece because you deserve it.
You've only got yourself to blame.
I'll admit that not enough of it is being written in our city, and the really good stuff is seldom read. But I, for one, strive to keep poetry alive. If anything, it's the audience that is dead. You laughed, but I didn't hear anybody voice an objection. So I accept your mortem acquiescence. Time of death, second line of the third stanza, and Craig looks out over a wasteland of hipster skeletons locked in a trance. Okay. One final test for a response. For any sign of an audible pulse, you will now be subjected to a series of self-referential postmodern insults. Rover Poet 1 to Planet Poetry. I have made contact with the target audience. There's nothing to report here but a Walmart bin slaver labor cult of mannequins. This is Planet Poetry to Rover Poet 1. Continue Operation Zombie Awakening, and don't forget to make them hate you. I see donut glazed eyes like blinds to windows killed by monoculture nostalgia. But you know what? Optimus Prime and Iron Man will not be here to save you. This is not a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is a wave of focus poetry radiation therapy.
I am a vulture! I am a vulture! I am a vulture!
I'm your corpse bride puppet. Marry me. Marry me. If a poetry falls in the middle of the performance and the audience is dead, does the poetry actually make any sense? What is the sound of one man acting? I am the sound of one man acting. I am the fifth horseman of the apocalypse. Silence. That's my mom. Note to self, while performing the audience is dead, you have guaranteed to, as the old saying goes, have killed them. Judge! I deny all charges that it was my poetry that caused the lethal psychic blow. If anything, it was death by multimedia pestilence. Okay, doctor, slowly insert a reference about global suicide participation. Doc, audience guilt has hit 120% GPM. We're losing them, we're losing them. You can now rise, techno-fascist robot consumers, for I have given you life. Or at least the next best thing, appreciation post-mortem.
Craig Bednar. Yeah.